I am back with Elaine Berg, Golden Rule Dog Training in Evergreen, Colorado, where she breeds Doberman Pinschers. She trains Doberman Pinschers. She shows Doberman Pinschers. She does obedience work with them, and she helps people with aggressive dogs, which isn't because she's a Dobie person. It's because she really has embraced the fact that there is a vacuum. I think there's a vacuum in the dog training world and the dog owning world for people who don't really understand what aggression is, or when it happens, why it happened, and how to keep it from happening again. Elaine, I'm so glad you're doing these episodes with me, because aggression is terrifying. Even if you completely misunderstand something and called it aggression when it was two dogs playing rough, it's still really scary. People panic. They put their hands between two dogs. They get bitten. Awful things happen, and dogs get euthanized and not returned to shelters because an event happened that nobody understood. So when people come to Golden Rule Dog Training and they say, oh, good, I have an aggressive dog, do you wonder what they even mean by aggressive? Is that not something we should sort of stipulate up front, how to define aggression in a dog? What does it mean?
Yes. Not everybody knows if their dog is aggressive, or they mislabel it. When someone calls me and says my dog is aggressive or I'm not sure, I always ask them to describe what it looks like. Tell me what you're seeing, what happened. And that helps paint a picture for me. Maybe it is really playing. Some people think two dogs playing roughly is aggressive.
Yes, they think it's a dog fight.
And it turns out it's not.
Yeah.
Right. And turns out it's not. And that's, hey, great news. You know, your
yeah,
dogs
really.
Play kind of roughly. You know, boxers can
spit
and sound, and for the uninitiated, it can be pretty scary. And it turns out they're just, you know,
having a good
time.
Yeah. Or even pit bulls, the ones who are stable, they can play rough with each other or with other breeds. And so can English bulldogs. My God. They were originally meant to pull a bull down.
Yeah, the short-faced dogs. Yeah. They're snorting and making all these kinds of sounds.
Yeah.
And then there's the other end of the spectrum where dogs are being inappropriate and people are in denial.
Yes.
No, he's just playing.
Yes.
And they're chasing one dog into the ground, and they're going, no, that's how he plays. I'm going, but the other dog's not having fun.
Thank you.
That's inappropriate.
Thank you. That's a really good one, Elaine. That's a really good point. When I've had a neighbor problem, which I will bring to you, because it's about him having turned two mellow dogs into completely aggressive attack dogs. And I said from the beginning, you got to stop the behavior. And he's like, I know all about dogs. I had labs all my life. But I think the thing that people mistake is that dogs, a well-balanced, mentally stable dog, does not see another dog put his head down or her head down and, like a laser bullet out of a James Bond movie, go straight at another dog, go straight at them. I mean, that's an attack.
No.
Right? And this, I've had
absolutely.
This, and I've had this happen loose with my dogs in the hills in Vermont, where there's, you know, one dog and human for every 100 acres, but you're still going to bump into these people, because they don't know any better. And you're horrified. A dog just attacked your dog. Usually it's the dog, not you. I mean, that's kind of, in a way, luckier, because your dog can defend themselves a little better, depending on your dog. But a really stable dog, if it sees another dog and is interested, will stop and look. And their ears will prick and their tail will be up. And maybe it'll wag a little. And maybe the tip will wag. And maybe it won't wag at all. Maybe they're a little worried. Maybe they're a little concerned. Is that really a dog? It's so much bigger or smaller or different colored or smells different than what I'm used to. But they never come straight at a dog at a hard run. Right? I mean, my neighbor's dog started to do that.
There's a little bit of a dance.
Yes.
There's a little bit of a dance. And as I explained to my people, you know, primates are used to coming towards each other face to face.
Right.
And that's appropriate. That's how we know we're not aggressive. Dogs are not primates. So they approach each other side to side.
Yep.
And they come at an angle. If they come coming towards each other face to face, you're probably looking at somebody looking for a little bit of trouble.
Yes.
They usually kind of do this half moon kind of curve side to side to each other, slide up to one another. If they're off leash, leashes
complicated
horribly. Yes, safety, yeah. But yes, they do complicate things. Understanding canine body language, most of us were not born into that, which is where getting a little help can be good if you're running into that. But you're absolutely right. Having a dog shoot out towards you is scary, and it's not usually a good sign. And yelling, please leash your dog.
They go, he's friendly. He's just playing.
Right.
No, he's not. That's not okay.
He's not, and I'm scared.
Yeah, and my dog's going to hate this.
Here where I am.
You do.
Right. Two things that I suggest for that. If you're running into that frequently, you're hiking in the mountains, and again, we run into that out here where I am in the Rocky Mountains, I suggest to my clients carrying a little totes umbrella, and when you see that happening, you pull that out of your backpack.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Oh, man, that is so cool. On the hiking trails in East Hampton, when I lived there, and then there, for my taste, and actually for my dog's taste, there became too many people, and too many people on these kind of what we thought of as our hiking trails. And they were often from the city, and they were what is often called in situations like that, city-its. And they were either had their small Shih Tzu on a leash in an open, you know, like woods with a sand hiking trail, or they had the little dog or the whatever size dog off the leash with no voice control and a dog not knowing how to handle itself because it had never been free or loose. So I took to carrying a walking stick, thinking I could like fence the dog away, like joust it, like back, back, back. But that doesn't work. The little totes umbrella, which weighs nothing, and you could put it in your fanny pack or attach it to your belt or something. That is brilliant because it's sort of like a shield. That is so cool.
Sure.
That's
and
a
that
great
pop,
idea.
That pop,
yeah.
Most dogs, it's the startle effect.
Wow.
Chase them away, and you can now keep, it's a visual barrier between the oncoming dog and you and your dog.
That is so cool.
And that's usually pretty effective.
That's really great.
And the other thing I tell people who defend that behavior to me is I tell them, look, I have two well-behaved Doberman pinschers. How would you feel if they were off-leash and running towards you?
At high
speed.
Would
you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, at high speed, and I'm screaming, but they're friendly.
Oh, yeah, that's what they always say.
Most people go, yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, and I don't think of my whines
as... my dogs are friendly.
Yeah.
But you don't want to see
and
that.
Totally controlled. I'll bet your dogs would turn on a dime, sit, stand, do the hula hula if you ask them to, because that's the way you bring up your dogs. But it doesn't mean that anyone knows that coming at them.
But it's still not fair.
Of course not.
There are people on trails that are afraid of dogs, don't like dogs, and didn't go for a hike to meet off
leash dogs. That's right. It's scary.
Running up on them.
Or even just being there at all. You want to be able to call your dog off the trail, stand on the side, sit down, get a good treat, make eye contact with you until the people go by. You know, God forbid they should be on a bike. There's some dogs, I've had one that's like, I got to get the bike. No matter what you say, I'm going to get that scary thing with the wheels, which isn't, that's the flip side about being a responsible owner and having your dog really under your control. And how restful is it if you have to be on the alert? Is there another dog coming around the corner? Is that a bike coming, a mountain bike? But that's your responsibility as the owner of any size dog. But the bigger the dog and the more intense looking the dog or the reputation of a breed, whether it's a Rottweiler, any kind of a big hairy shepherd, and in my case, the Weimaraners that I know are the most loving and lovable, mine happen to be. But as has been pointed out to me, they look every bit as scary as a Doberman Pinscher. They're big. They're dark. They got big green eyes. Like, wow, scary. So, and they don't run at somebody at all. They hold their ground. Although one of them was once completely out of the blue, blindside attacked. And she's not so quick to welcome everyone. I'll tell you about the neighbor dog. And if I wish I could send him to you, but he of course knows everything. And he turned not only the Rhodesian, because he's had dogs before and he's 80 now. So of course at 80, you know everything. I'm pretty sure that's what he claims. So he had these two chocolate labs his whole life. Charlie, the girl Charlie, she lived to old, like 14 or 15. Sweetest thing you ever met. Nothing fazed her. My Wimes were young and rambunctious, and they would run over and try to get her to play. All appropriate behavior. She had no interest in it and made that clear. And they're like, and being cool dogs, which they were, they're like, oh, okay, so you're not someone to play with. Got it. They didn't keep bothering her. But if they had, I wish she would have turned around and showed them some teeth, but that wasn't in her nature. Just showed the her teeth, but she didn't even have to. That would have been good dog teaching, but they got it just from her saying, not interested. So then he adopts a Rhodesian Ridgeback, a breed not appropriate for a prior lab owner. Ridgebacks are a very intense breed, as you know, bred to hunt lions, people. Yeah. These are not toy dogs. Yeah. And the dog had been found with a dead body of its owner that had been dead for X number of days, locked in a house. So the dog already had some trauma, PTSD, whatever you want to call it. It had never been loose, never been off a leash, and it's a sighthound. I said, please don't adopt this dog. It's the wrong dog for your unfenced property where you don't like to walk on a leash. You like to walk from your house a third of a mile to the mailbox on a road. It's not good for Rhodesian Ridgeback. Well, who's going to listen to me that wrote the dog Bible? Nobody. I mean, certainly no one who knows me, only strangers listen to me. So he then decides, after the dog had run away at some point, was 6 weeks lost, on death's door, skin and bones, now he's going to adopt another senior dog, because now the dog is seven, not all that senior. Adopts an obese golden retriever whose owner fed it only chocolate chip cookies. This was the story from the vet, and he'd never been off a leash. And I go to meet the dog, and the dog is in a complete depression. He's at least 50 pounds overweight. But within a week, the Rhodesian Ridgeback, who had already run, attacked my dogs and my car and tried to get in the back of my car when I was putting them back in, when I saw she was coming at us on our own dirt driveway parallel to his, she taught the Golden Retriever he too could be Cujo. So this obese Golden Retriever, male, 8 years old, came at Wanda Weimaraner, female, spayed late in life, so apparently she smells real girly, according to other boy dogs I've watched. He bites her. He comes at her and goes at her chest because he perceived her as a threat walking on her own driveway. So the guy kept letting them do this until finally, you know, no more neighborly behavior, put up a fence and so forth and so on. He kept letting the dogs practice this. If someone came to you and said, my dogs are just curious or they're just territorial, I mean, you wouldn't let that person as your client continue to allow that dog to continually drive away other dogs, right?
No, no. And I mean, sometimes you just have to explain and say, it doesn't, first of all, that's not true. And territorial aggression is an aggression. You know, you could say,
yeah, sure.
You can call it territorial aggression, fine. And it's inappropriate. It's not okay. It may be what the dog is practicing over and over and over. That's not appropriate for living in civilization.
Thank
you. Have a neighbor.
That's right.
And so you can't do that anymore. And of course, as you have stated, the more the dogs practice this, and it's working for them.
Yes.
They're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
And he's allowing this to continue. And in many areas, that behavior is against the law. Those dogs can be deemed, you know, vicious and dangerous.
Yep.
If they're leaving their property, which they were.
Yep.
So, you know,
yeah,
there's a legal issue there.
There's legal issues, but there's also just knowledge of dog behavior. So he would never call his Golden Retriever and his Rhodesian Ridgeback, who's now quite ancient and a bit arthritic, to put it mildly, he would never call them aggressive. He would never call them untrained. What he said in the beginning when the Ridgeback would come straight at my dogs. Oh, and by the way, Wanda did bite her when the dog tried to get up into the back of the SUV where Wanda and Maisie were. Wanda drove her out and bit her ass. Good. I said, go, Wanda.
Yeah.
No,
good.
Now the guy says, I have a dangerous dog that bit his dog while it was in my car on my land. It's amazing how people, as you said, are in denial. But you can turn the nicest dog into a terror by simply somehow another dog teaches it some behavior that you haven't controlled. And now they both have this behavior. And now they're a pack doing this behavior. And it's out of your control. So you shrug and say, well, they don't mean any harm. They're just interested in what's out there. So what do you do with people like
that? That is complete, right. Well, if it's a neighbor, then you do unfortunately have to get animal control involved. I mean, as with everything, you can't control what other people do. You can't make them train their dogs unless, in this case, I mean, unfortunately, that's like a law enforcement problem.
Yeah, except for you know and, this from Colorado and Vermont. There's no such thing. People would, I mean, people right. could practically shoot each other, shoot their neighbor. And it's like, okay, well, we're a right to carry state. So if you're, you know, there was a rabid fox in the barn and the dogs were trying to get to it and it was cornered. And I called up, you know, wildlife management and said, this is really bad. I think it's a rabid fox. They said, just leave it alone. I said, no, I don't want to leave it alone. It's got, it's very sick. It's hanging out in there.
And
the dogs.
Rabid,
but I mean, they don't, they're
yeah, you're not able. To...
No, it's Vermont. It's like live and let live. So. You know, it's not like the suburbs where, well, the fence went up, right? So then there's the issue of the fence. But I think what's important to understand...
the fence is your friend.
Oh, I mean, yes. Oh, totally.
Whenever, and it's where I start with my aggression clients. I go, we start with management while we're putting our training and behavior modification in place. So, but that being said, at some point, management will always fail. A gate
will be
left open.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A leash will break or
that's
be dropped.
Right.
You know,
or there'll be a hole in the
like
fence.
That. So, that's right. So we can't just say, I've put up a fence, end of problem.
Right.
Until somebody over there dies, either the old man or the...
Or the dog.
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Right.
Or, yeah,
but
or
now the Golden Retriever has all those same qualities, and, you know, he's lost some weight, but he's still eating like a chow hound, so... He'll just be this fat, aggressive dog who, by the way, I asked the vet about him because he had been a client of the vet. And he went to doggy daycare 3 days a week, hung out in a fenced yard.
And he doesn't aggress at the doggy daycare?
This was all learned by he learned it from the Rhodesian Ridgeback and having freedom for the first time in his life. He'd never been off a leash. He was a friendly dog, a typical Golden Retriever. It's amazing how fast you can turn a good dog bad. I think there must have been... You know, some part of him that always wanted to be that guy. I don't know. I mean, it was very interesting to me. I wouldn't have thought it possible that you could turn an aging, depressed, fat, super friendly, socialized Golden Retriever into an attack dog that would bite
That's
a female.
That's a weird one.
That's really weird, isn't it?
No, so, that
I mean,
that
was
a weird one. But is he still going to daycare?
Oh, no. No, now, no more daycare.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
No. That was when the old lady...
Still going to daycare and being appropriate.
Oh,
okay.
That would be real. No, now he's this guy. This is who he's going to be. But it's important. I think we'll wrap this up so that people understand the whole issue of dogs coming at each other, that it shouldn't be allowed. None of us can allow our dogs to go straight at another dog. The totes umbrella is brilliant. I'm putting one immediately into my doggy fanny pack with the treats and the poop bags and the extra leash. But that's the sort of message of this one. Doesn't matter what you call it, just lively, wants to play. It's aggression because it's not appropriate dog behavior for greeting another dog. You just don't do that if you're a cool, stable dog. You wait your time, you do your turn, you do a little play bow, you come from the side, you go around, you take a sniff, but you don't just come as a laser at another dog. If your dog's doing that, bad on you.
Yes, it is. It's the owner excusing their own behavior.
Exactly, because they don't know any better. So we want you to know better. No laser attacks from your dog or they will get a totes umbrella. Thank you so much, Elaine. We will continue the conversation
Thank you, Tracy.
The next time.